720 WGN. The Chicago Bears are in a crisis. 3-5, 4 losses in a row as we bring in the former tight end, Dez Clark. And Dez, you've been in a locker room that's lost 4 in a row before. It can't be fun, right? What's your level of belief that the Bears can actually turn this around?
Well, it's definitely not fun when you are losing games. The pressure starts to build, and you know, you start looking at things a little differently. You start to question yourself, and the only way to get out of it is going to get a victory. But my belief level right now is dwindling by the week, because you just don't see where the team is improving, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
How do you think, or why do you think, that Mitchell Trubisky has seemingly gotten worse?
Well, I answer this way. So I put out a poll question on one of my Facebook groups, and I said, who has the most blame for the offensive woes? And I put it Ryan Pace, Nagy, offensive line, and Mitchell Trubisky. And by far, he had the least amount of votes.
Wow.
And I tend to agree somewhat with that. I think our offensive line hasn't played well. And I think when you have a quarterback like Mitch, first of all, you need a steady run game, especially when you have a quarterback that's young, that's inexperienced, that's trying to find his way and trying to gain confidence. When things are not going right, you can always turn to the run game. We really can't do that here in Chicago, not just yet. We have at times, but it's not been consistent enough. And I believe that hampers the quarterback play also, because you got to find offense somewhere to get confidence. Now, saying that, he shares in his amount of the blame for the offensive woes, because he's just not good right now. And I know the last time I was on with you, I was talking about having patience, and I was talking about he still could come around. But after a few weeks, I'm starting to question myself as I question him and ask the question, is he the guy that's going to flip that switch and become our franchise quarterback? I don't know right now. And I'm almost leaning towards the I don't think so more than I think so.
You're the one guy that I'm hearing right now, at least, Dez, that is holding out at least some hope that he could be. Dez Clark, by the way, former Chicago Bear tight end, the number 2 all-time receiver at the position with us here on 720 WGN. The news today, Dez, is that Mitch wants all the TVs turned off at Halas Hall because people are talking bad about the Bears, and he just wants to sort of get in that bunker, and people don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what's going on inside. Let's not get distracted. I'm almost thinking, turn those TVs up. Get motivated by people talking bad about you. Use it, you know, as fire to get you blazing on a level that you haven't been. Yeah, I don't know if you can hide from it, I guess, overall is my point.
And the thing about his comments is, why are you making comments about these things anyway? Why are you making comments about, you know, checking on your body language and making comments about turning the TV off and this and that? Does any of that really matter, or does it matter how you're playing the game? Like, that's the only thing you need to be focused on. Like, let people talk. They're going to talk. If you're doing good or doing bad, you're going to have your detractors. If any way you go, you're going to have your detractors. So let people talk, man, and go out. And you know how you turn the TVs off or change the conversation? You play better. And nope. That's all that it comes down to. And not just him, the entire team, and especially the offensive side of the ball, and starting with the offensive line and going back to the quarterback, they have to play better. And then you'll be happy to watch the TV when everybody's patting you on your back saying how wonderful you are.
Yeah, and look, to be in that position, be a professional athlete, period, you got to have thick skin. If you don't, it ain't going to be easy. There's a guy over in Cleveland right now who kind of acts like he has thick skin, but seems like it's getting to him too. Or maybe he's just not that talented. I'm talking about Baker Mayfield. But with Mitch, dude, if you need to turn the TV off and not look at it or whatever, that's fine. Sometimes I don't look at the text line when they're screaming at me, but then I also feel like if I can't look at the text line, then I shouldn't be a radio host. That's the whole point. You want reaction, and it's different for him, but you want to be the quarterback. You want to be the guy. If you play bad, they're right. going to talk about you. It comes with the territory.
That's just part of the game, and more so with his position, like you just said, that's going to come with it. I mean, you can't, you know, want all the attention and the glory and have people talking about how good you're playing when you're playing good if you can't handle the flip side of that. That's just part of the position when you play quarterback. There's no other two ways around it. And once you start talking about it, you know it's in your head. And right now, it's in his head. And I've been thinking this for the last few weeks. He just needs to get out of his head and just play the game. I believe that the pressure of the expectations for this team to take that next step, and a lot of those expectations were, hey, if the quarterback takes the next step, this is a Super Bowl team. And I think right now that pressure is stifling his growth, because I don't know if he knows how to handle that right now. When you look at how he's playing, it just looks like he's playing tight and not having fun. And it's just a different type of look. Like you said, he has to check his body language. All of that stuff, it tells me that he's feeling the pressure and he doesn't know how to deal with it right now.
All right, I want to take a left turn here and just have a separate conversation, because your poll said that it wasn't on him. Who was the number one guy?
The number one guy, when I last looked, they blamed it more on the offensive line than anybody.
Okay.
I think number two was Nagy, and number three was Ryan Pace.
Okay, so I want to go to Ryan Pace and a bunch of other general managers in the league. So the year that Mitch Trubisky came out, you had Mitchell Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, and Patrick Mahomes. And now there's a guy that's playing quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens right now who just beat the New England Patriots and is having an MVP caliber season, and his name is Lamar Jackson. Now, in that year, you had Baker Mayfield was picked number one overall. Sam Darnold was picked number three overall. I think you might know where I'm going with this, Dez. Josh Allen went number seven overall. Josh Rosen went number 10 overall. And you got to go down all the way to number 32. And that's where Lamar Jackson, who's African-American, was drafted. Every other player in that draft was white, Caucasian. Now, people don't want to have this conversation, but I just want to have it right now, because it's something that I'm not even blaming anybody. But I think people have their biases, and maybe they're not even aware of it. But there's no way that you could line up the resumes in that draft class. Lamar Jackson was a ridiculous player in college, all right? And there's no, right. And so was Deshaun Watson, and so was Patrick Mahomes. And they picked Trubisky, and they picked all the other quarterbacks that I named above him. And I just really think there's a lesson in here to general managers and coaches all around the league, apparently drafting people that they will be quote-unquote more comfortable with, both in their style of play and whatever else is going on, and you're paying the price. That's what I see. If you're a great coach, like everyone's talking about Nagy's system, if you're a great coach, man, you take the talent that is there and you get the best out of it. They don't have to fit into a little bit of a box. That's a separate point. But why don't you respond to what I was saying on the first part?
People still have that thought process about, hey, white quarterback, black quarterback. Even when you have a Caucasian quarterback that's, you know, a little bit more of an athlete at the position, they are not looked at like a black quarterback, where it's, hey, this guy can make plays on his feet first and primary, and then he can throw the ball secondary. And in today's game, you think of a quarterback as someone who could drop back and throw the ball and make all the throws on the field. So, and if you go beyond that, if you want to get deeper into the race thing, you know, I heard an interview, I think it was with Trent Dilfer, and he was talking about how Pace fell in love with the person. Well, when you look at most of the GMs, I believe all of the GMs besides one, maybe two, are Caucasian. you typically like things that are similar to you. So when you think about the quarterback, somebody who's going to be your leader and somebody who's going to be the face of the organization, you want somebody who acts like you, look like you, probably think like you. So when you put all of those things together with how the NFL looks at a quarterback and then how the general managers, they're going out and they're scouting and they're having these conversations with quarterbacks and who they're going to pick, they're going to pick the people that they, like you say, feel comfortable. But why do they feel more comfortable with them? And it's only human nature that you feel more comfortable with people that look like, think like, act like you do. So I think there, and like you said, it's a bias there, and it may be an unconscious bias. Who knows? It may be a conscious bias. But those are just human nature things. And, yeah, should we look at those? When you look at the stats and you look at everything that you just brought up from the draft class when Trubisky was taking number two and the other guys were taking lower, and you look at the draft class from last year where, you know, the African-American quarterback is playing better than, what, four or five Caucasian quarterbacks, it may be something to that.
Yeah, and look, I can feel people getting, it's not about race. It's not. From my perspective here, this is not about saying anything necessarily bad about anyone. I just want to point it out that, you know, listen, it's not just, yeah. This is the world.
You're not saying that nobody's racist.
I'm just saying people have their bias.
They're doing this on purpose. Those things that, hey, if you ask a white guy how many white friends you have compared to black friends, they're going to have more. The majority, the overwhelming majority of people are going to have more friends that is of their same color than not.
Exactly.
That's just where it is, because you tend to congregate with people that act like you, think like you, look like you.
Right. Tall people hang out with tall people. Black people hang out with black people. Latinos hang out with, it's just, that's how it is. And that's not saying it's right or wrong or whatever. But if you're a general manager of a football team, you better be aware of what's going on inside of you and not let that get in the way of making the best decision. And I'm not saying that was the only thing that was in the way of making the best decision, but clearly the Bears made the wrong decision with Mitchell Trubisky. That's not up for debate anymore at this point. It's just not. I'm a little disappointed before you go here, Des. We'll just shift it back to the field. Khalil Mack has been, I don't know if silence is the right word, but he has not had the same...
Awfully quiet.
Yeah, it just has not had the same impact, and it's like, oh my God. Well, maybe we weren't giving Akiem Hicks enough credit here, blowing up the middle every damn play and creating an opportunity for Khalil to really shine, because they clearly they missed that man in the middle, without a doubt.
Oh, absolutely. When you get pressure from straight up the middle, that's the most direct path to the quarterback. So without Akiem Hicks there, of course, it's going to take away from the rest of that defensive line, because this dude just created chaos when he was in there. He didn't get as many sacks, but he was just as disruptive as Khalil Mack coming from around the end. There's no question about that. Now, I'm not trying to say one is better than the other, but I'm just saying that Akiem Hicks caused as much disruption on that offensive line, on offensive linemen, as Khalil Mack did. Probably didn't have the sacks, but he had just as big of an impact.
Yeah. It's no bueno right now for the Chicago Bears, but we'll see what they do against Detroit on Sunday. Des, always awesome to talk to you, man. Let's do it again next week. And I know you got a second book coming out here, do you not?
I do. So got started writing on second book. The name of it will be Principles of Winning. If people ever heard me talk around Chicago, I've always spoken on principles of winning, and now I'm turning that into a book, and looking to get that out there and just help motivate the masses. And one thing that I always like to do is encourage people to pursue excellence and be at the top of their game.
It's awesome. So hold on a second. You should be following Des Clark on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Where else do you get your social media on?
A little bit on Twitter, and then also on Instagram.
Okay. Well, you're putting out great stuff. I mean, I'm laying in bed late at night, and then you pop up on my feed, and it's like, y'all thought it was going to be easy, but it's not. Get out there and work. I'm like, okay, fine. Okay, fine, Des. You're right. You're absolutely right. You gotta get you want something, you better get into that grind, because they're not handing out anything to anyone ever. Wake up, Carmen.
Hey, you better love the grind, because hey, if you don't love the grind, guess what? That pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, it ain't just gonna be sitting here for you to come take it.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to grind it out for you to get it.
Yeah, you're gonna be the rat on the cage spinning forever. You better get that grind on. All right.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to the book, man. And congrats on it. And thanks for being on tonight. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Mark.